Good morning, it's Andrew here. I'm reading from 2 Samuel 13, verse 23 to the end. Absalom kills Amnon. 2 years later, when Absalom's sheep shearers were at Baal Hazor near the border of Ephraim, he invited all the king's sons to come there. Absalom went to the king and said, "Your servant has had a shearers come. Will the king and his attendants please join me?"
"No, my son," the king replied.
"All of us should not go. We would only be a burden to you." Although Absalom urged him, still he refused to go, but gave him his blessing. Then Absalom said, "If not, please let my brother Amnon come with us." The king asked him, "Why should he go with you?" But Absalom urged him, so he sent him Amnon and the rest of the king's sons. Absalom ordered his men, "Listen, when Amnon is in high spirits from drinking wine, and I say to you, strike Amnon down, then kill him. Don't be afraid. Haven't I given you this order? Be strong and brave." So Absalom's men did to Amnon what Absalom had ordered. Then all the king's sons got up, mounted their mules and fled. While they were on their way, the report came to David, "Absalom has struck down all the king's sons. Not one of them is left." The king stood up, tore his clothes and lay down on the ground, and all his attendants stood by with their clothes torn. But Jonadab, son of Shimesh, David's brother, said, "My lord should not think that they have killed all the princes. Only Amnon is dead. This has been Absalom's express intention ever since the day Amnon raped his sister Tamar. My lord the king should not be concerned about the report that all the king's sons are dead. Only Amnon is dead." Meanwhile, Absalom had fled. Now the men standing watch looked up and saw many people on the road west of him. Coming down the side of the hill, the watchman went and told the king, "I see men in the direction of Horonaim on the side of the hill." Jonadab said to the king, "See, the king's sons have come. It has happened just as your servant said." As he finished speaking, the king's sons came in, wailing loudly. The king too and all his attendants wept very bitterly. Absalom fled and went to Talmai, son of Ammihud, the king of Geshur. But King David mourned many days for his son. After Absalom fled and went to Geshur, he stayed there 3 years. King David longed to go to Absalom, for he was consoled concerning Amnon's death. Well, that is a right old messy family life. I praise God that most of us will never have a messy life like that. Raping sisters, killing half-brothers. What a way to go. Father God, we thank you that you have shown us how to live,
how to have good and wonderful family lives through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.